Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. This morning is my college football legend video. Billy Sims, running back, the University of Oklahoma. So if you like the video, please come in and share it. As you see on the screen, I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner. Billy Sims. One of the most explosive football players I saw play early on in my life. When you look at him, you got to think about explosiveness. You got to think about style. You got to think about grace. You got to think about James Brown coming on the dance floor. You got to think about how they was doing it out in LA, doing that locking. That's what Billy Sims was at the University of Oklahoma. Special, a dancer at the highest level. My first knowledge of Billy Sims, I'm going to be honest with you. I always bring up a story that I attended the University of Arkansas from 1978 to 1981. Met some great people along the way. My first roommate, I talk about him royalty. I love him like a brother. He was 18 years old trying to make it up there on the campus of Fayetteville, Arkansas. At a time that was unbelievable. I don't even know how I even really kind of came through that school. But it taught me a lot about life. It taught me about being a better man. And I like to say special grace to my parents who are still living. I love them from the bottom of my heart. Chester Turner, who turned 84 a couple of weeks ago. And Inez Turner, who turned the day before him 82 years. And they sent me to the University of Arkansas, and it changed my life. Now getting back to Billy Sims and Victor Moss. Well, Victor came in, became my roommate that freshman year. We were sitting in the room. We was talking about the University of Arkansas, how they going to be that year on the field. They had three great freshman running backs that had came in, James Tolbert, Little Rock Parkview, Gary Woods out of Little Rock Hall, and a young man out of Montgomery, Alabama, Thomas Brown. But Victor said, man, again, his name, Victor Moss, he said, man, I'm telling you, there's a guy over there at Oklahoma. He's been injured his first 2 years, but I really think he's going to come out and have a breakout party. Because, Vincent, I saw this guy play in high school. And he was the greatest running back I ever seen. I said, oh, okay. You saying he's greater than Jim Brown? All them, right? He said, man, I seen in person with my own eyes. Because Magnolia, Arkansas, where he's from the same hometown as Tommy Tuberville and Roy Green. High school had played Billy Sims in Hook, Texas when he was in the 10th grade. No, when he was a freshman in high school. So leading into the 1978 season, I changed my directions and I followed Oklahoma and I followed Billy Sims. And I noticed he was in a backfield that did not have one guy from Oklahoma, from the state. Thomas Lye, quarterback out of San Antonio, Texas. Kenny King out of Clarendon, Texas. David Overstreet from Big Sandy, same hometown as Lovie Smith. Then the Alton back was Freddie Nixon from Camilla, Georgia. I didn't even know that until I was doing my research this past weekend. Same hometown as Jermaine Jones that played basketball in Georgia. And then check this out. I didn't even know the history of this town, Camilla, Georgia. They had the first black middleweight champion back in 1926, Tiger Flowers. Because you know I'm a history buff. But my word was that Oklahoma backfield did not have one player starting from the state of Oklahoma. So that year, I followed Mr. Sims as the great Dan Ross. I'm coming out. I want the world to know. I want to let it show. So Billy Sims, coming out party, September 30th, 1978. Missouri, Oklahoma 45. Missouri 8, 14 carries, 166 yards, 4 touchdowns. I'm coming out, October the 7th, 1978. Billy Sims, 135 yards, 2 touchdowns. But the coming out party, November 11th, 1978, Oklahoma playing number one, playing Nebraska number two. Even though Oklahoma lost that game, the Sooners lost 8 fumbles in that game. Billy Sims lost 2, but he still had 25 carries, 153 yards, 2 touchdown runs of 44 yards and 30 yards. Unbelievable. Then against Oklahoma State, I'm coming out. November 18th, 1978. 209 yards, 4 touchdowns against arch rival Oklahoma State. Then he got his revenge back in the 1979 Orange Bowl. I'm coming out. 25 rushes, 134 yards. That year he won the Heisman Trophy as a junior. 1,896 yards, 231 carries, 7.6 yards a carry. That's when I knew about Billy Sims out of Hook, Texas. That's when I knew Boomer Sooner was on the map. That's when I knew as the great Diana Ross, I'm coming out. I want to let the world know. But when you look at Billy Sims' skill set at Oklahoma, the run instinct, A+. The quickness, the explosion, stop and go, A+. The vision, A+. The burst and acceleration, A+. Yards after contact, A+. And the thing that I loved about Billy Sims, oh my God, help me, holy Jesus. He was elusive. Cuts, stopping without losing speed. And he was playing with that Oklahoma offense, that wishbone that year. There was like a little red Corvette that had over 5,000 yards as a team. That wishbone that year rushing the football. Then Billy Sims went on to his senior year, went on Oklahoma, got beat by Texas that year. Ended up playing in the Orange Bowl, had a great Orange Bowl win over Florida State, led by Bobby Butler, who's a part of our platform. Ended up finishing that game with 124 yards, I think. Then became the first overall pick in the 1980 NFL draft by the Detroit Lions. And it's a shame that his career didn't really end right, because he only played 5 years in the National Ball League. He had a serious knee injury in 1984 and had to retire. But I'm telling you this, on my grave, if Billy Sims would have been able to play 10 to 12 years in the National Football League. This young man out of Hooks, Texas could have been the greatest that ever done it. Three-time Pro Bowl selection. First player to score 3 touchdowns in the game. And the first player to score a touchdown in his first NFL game. Had over 5,000 career rushing yards in his 5-year career in the National Football League. What would he be in if he wouldn't have got hurt? Well, we saw what he was at Oklahoma. Man, he was special. And he's going to go down as one of the greatest, greatest college football running backs ever. When you look at the college running backs, you talk about Gary Sayers. You talk about Archie Griffin. You talk about Herschel Walker. You talk about Tony Dorsett. You're talking about Jim Brown. You're talking about O.J. Simpson. Talk about Reggie Bush. Eddie George. You better include Billy Sims, Boomer Sooner, University of Oklahoma, by way of the Detroit Lions, the Motor City, Motown. Because this young man was a hell of a football player. And I like how he's rocking the afro in this picture. Billy Sims. Every time I think about him, Boomer Sooner. Same hometown, Jeremiah Trotter. Man, this guy was special. It's a shame that he got hurt. It's no telling how good he could have been at the next level. We talk about Barry Sanders in Detroit. Man, y'all better start talking about Billy Sims, his time when he was playing on 5 years though. And being a college football fan, in my lifetime, I don't think I had ever been more excited to see a football player in the way they was running that wishbone in Oklahoma and see what he done his junior year when he won the Heisman Trophy. 1,896 yards, 7.6 yards a carry on 231 carries, and he was sharing the football with Thomas Lott, Kenny King, David Overstreet, and Freddie Nixon. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. To my producer, Mr. Logan Lander, special thanks. Thank you. When I think about Billy Sims, 2 things I think about him. Oklahoma. And that wishbone offense that he was part of in 1978, like the great man out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, that wishbone was like this. I guess I should have known by the way you parked your car sideways that it wouldn't last. See, you that kind of person that believes in making out. Once you love them and you leave them fast. Little red Corvette, whoo, whoo. The great man out of Minneapolis, Prince. That Oklahoma wishbone in 1978 with Billy Sims, it was a little red Corvette. Kudos to the great Billy Sims. Boomer Sooner, University of Oklahoma.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm Vincent Turner, and don't y'all forget it. I'm from the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. And to all you people that watch the video, I love it and I thank y'all. But I'm watching y'all because y'all got sticky fingers. Billy Sims, the University of Oklahoma. Be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.